This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Babs Gray, and I sure hope there's not an earthquake right now because all I'm wearing is a smile.
Dumb. I'm Brandi Posey, and I just had a nightmare that I got a haircut and nothing significant changed in my life.
Ooh, spooky.
I'm Tess Barker, and honestly, it's adorable when football players wear their little crop top jerseys.
This is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret? Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hell yeah, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Ooh-hoo. We've been hanging out with our guest before. Let's bring her on. This has been a blast. She's a great new podcast on Earwolf called Scam Goddess. Lacey Mosley, everybody.
Hi, guys.
I love this headset.
Fun, right?
What do you get from it?
Because people have different interpretations of how it makes them feel.
I feel like I'm at a concert. And okay. I'm like, yeah, J-Lo's going to be out in 7 minutes. She's just got to eat three eggs punch a baby. That's how she stays youthful.
This is the first stage manager feel we've had. That's good.
I like that.
And I have to, for some reason, touch one headphone while I talk.
You're very busy. That's how everyone else knows to not talk to you.
Yeah, because I'm getting information.
Yeah. Can you go to channel 2? Go to channel 2?
Yeah, can you go to channel 2? Yeah, thank you. So J-Lo said the baby wasn't young enough. She needs to punch a younger baby.
She does look so good. Something must be.
Oh, I know what she's doing.
What is she doing?
I'm going to start doing it.
What is it?
Human growth hormone.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So wait,
HGH?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but is that not what dudes are doing?
Yeah.
Girls can do it too?
Yeah. And it doesn't necessarily have to bulk you up. So it's like all about creating lean muscle, burning fat. It gives you like a youthful appearance.
Really?
Sounds like you're sucking the youth away from people.
Yeah.
So there is a baby she is.
Taking it from a baby, hocus pocus style.
Yeah.
Inhaling it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to join her.
Yeah. Okay, so do we know like...
So that is literally the only difference between me and J-Lo.
Because has just something I've been struggling with lately because I'm like, everything is so fucking expensive. Like the moisturizer that you really have to get is like $500.
Yeah. Honestly, Pond's is like very similar to La Mer though.
Really?
Yeah. They're just
really?
Both heavy creams. Yeah.
You know I was talking about La Mer.
Yes. Because I know. I love makeup.
Please.
I'm into all things you.
This is good. See, I need to hear from someone who knows because I'll like Google it and then be like, sure, that's right. I don't know. I just don't know anything.
It's debilitating to figure out what you're supposed to do because there's so much of it. You're just like,
and everyone, and there's so many scams. Everyone's selling you so much shit. My favorite is Late Night. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because at Late Night, they just get fucking rude with it on cable.
I got
back to cable because all the apps were scams. I was like, fine, cable, you won. I will give you the money. Because I'm not going to get 45 apps and they're all like $6.99. I know that equals a lot more money.
Yeah. No, they really did do everyone dirty like that. Like we all cut the cord and then doubled how much we were paying for shit.
Literally, it's a fucking scam. And it works better for them too. Mm-hmm. But online, so on cable, they just have random television networks still. Mm-hmm. And one of the-
They were like, tell us, how does it work?
Tell us about cable. I will regale you with cable.
Is it like radio with pictures?
It is. But they have like these rude ass titled shows that are like makeup for older women.
Oh yeah. You go through there and it's like bad skin.
Bad skin. One is
whole
like
channel.
Crepey skin. That's a thing.
I saw a bunch of crepe ones when I was in the hotel recently.
Yeah, I was in a hotel last night watching that too.
I don't know, some British actress. Whatever.
There's a lot of creepy skin in Britain,
Which sounds delicious.
I think it was Captain Janeway.
I can see that. That feels about right.
It just feels a little mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly. Exactly.
Like, can we call it something nicer for the women? Look like youthful glow or something. It's like old bag.
Commercials aren't like your dick can't get hard, right?
Right, they're so nice.
But they know how to get. Yeah. They're nagging us. They know. They all took the
I don't want to be nagged anymore. I want to be like, you're a beautiful woman. Stay that way with our product.
There we
That's
go.
That's what I want.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want. Hey, crusty bitch, come buy our creams. You know you need them. Men hate you.
You disappeared in the dust.
Imagine that entire title on the menu. Just cuts off at men hate.
Am I gonna click you? I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm gonna click it. Crusty bitch, I don't want to be crusty.
You look like you looked into the Ark of the Covenant, and men think you have too many opinions.
Try our cream. Right.
Yeah.
Have you tried shutting up? I have not. Let me click on that.
There should be an app that's like, all right, how much do you have to spend? This is how high you can get.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Right. What's like the
off-brand?
Because
it really is a sliding scale. Yes. It's like, if you have $300,000, you can get pretty hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I always think a great example is Paris Hilton. She's only hot because she's rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agree.
She spent her way to hotness.
You're right. Well, or Kylie Jenner. Kylie Jenner really spent her way to hotness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was a plain lady. She got all the juices and the berries and the injections. And I was like, yes, sis.
I mean, she
looks great.
Yeah.
I just need a good haircut. Like, I don't even know how this shit works.
So you might be low on the sliding scale.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm not saying, but I don't even know how to spend money.
I'm pretty much good to go.
I'm pretty much there. But I just mean, like, I don't know how to invest in one of those things. So it's like, even if one, I just wish I could get one.
Yeah, it's so clandestine. You really have to, like, one, be in the know, and then two, you have to be, like, in the area. And you have to go to a good doctor, because there's a lot of bad doctors. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want a discount boob job. You want to spend the money on the boob job. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I've been Googling lipo lately, and I'm like, how cheap? And it's like, nope, that's not the words you should think.
No. It's like, they're LASIK. Stabbing you.
Yeah. LASIK, lipo, any of the things that come inside of you, you won't pay full price.
But right. They actually give you an extra 50. Like a great lash, I think, is the best mascara.
Mm.
Yeah. That's just store mascara. You know, like, there is some shit that you can be cheap on, so I would appreciate that list as well.
Yeah.
I think it's out there.
Good Groupon lipo?
No. I meant like the cheap.
Oh, we all go together.
Yeah.
You have to have at least five people. Do you guys want to do this?
We've talked about that. Tess and I talked about working because we want to be in recovery at the same time. Yeah. So you know what I mean?
Then none of you can take care of one another.
No, we're just going to hear each other.
We'll hire a magic mic nurse. It'll be perfect.
Oh, yes.
You're just all kind of in the same room, you know, experiencing it together.
Yeah, just put on some trashy reality TV.
You all share one big milkshake with a big straw.
Oh, that's cute. And you know they have those. They have those rehabilitation centers that you go in through the back door, and, you know, you wear, like, your sunglasses and your wig, and you're just in there, and nobody knows where you are for a couple weeks, and you come out with a new nose.
I love this. Is assuming that anyone would give a fuck that I'm in there. They're like, no one cares.
No one even checked in. You're just in the sunglasses and the wig. We're like, what's going on?
Just looking around for a paparazzi. Just like, hello? Hi?
I called it. They're going to be here. I promise.
Well, this is actually related to what I was going to talk about on the Top Secret, but this dovetails so well into this.
Okay, yeah.
So I was getting my hair cut, and first I go into my hairdresser, and I was like, I want to cut my hair off. And he just looks at me and goes, why? And I was like, I just feel like it. And he goes, that's the worst reason you're not cutting your hair. And I was like, okay.
Oh, no. Tess, what?
Wow.
You are stressed out.
Yeah. Exactly.
Holy shit.
Exactly. And you could, like, tell I was on one.
Yeah.
And then while he was cutting my hair, I was like, I'm just, like, in the mood to get a tattoo or a piercing or something. And he swiveled my chair around. He said, listen to me. He said, you're at the age now where when you get that impulse, you put that impulse into your face.
Oh,
he said, you take that money and you put it in your face. He's like, an injection in your face feels just as good as a tattoo, and it scratches that same itch.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what to do with this information.
Like, on one hand,
oh my God.
Problematic.
Yeah.
Very useful
advice. Honestly, you're right.
Honest. Yeah. Holy shit. You have been going to him for a long time.
Oh, we've been friends for 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Yes. What a trusted bond.
As long as you stop before little Kim. Like, before you get to that phase.
Oh, that's so tragic.
Yeah. A little nip, a little tug. I think Angela Bassett's getting it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean.
Her forehead doesn't move anymore.
Yeah.
You want that, like, but mm-hmm. you don't know, because some people, obviously Lil Kim's way overdone it, yeah. so that's right. the yeah, issue. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But I think it just goes wrong with some people, and they don't know that's going to happen. Well, so there's like the Angela Bassett's, you're like, you're crushing it. Where did you get this?
Well, it's like, yeah, Helen Mirren, it's like she's obviously had like a couple small things done to take care of herself. Because
I think that's the thing is you have to let yourself age. You just get yes. a few little nips and a little tuck. You don't go in for the full body overhaul. You don't pin my ride on your face.
No. That's right.
You don't let Exhibit put a fish tank on your face. Like,
your face does not need a spoiler.
No. Right? It doesn't. Okay?
And I want to say I'm including not just injections, but also we're talking about peels. We're talking mm-hmm. about vampire facials. There's a lot of cool stuff you can do.
What is the vampire facial?
Vampire facials where you get blood. Yeah. Your own blood?
Yes.
Oh, well, at least it's your own blood.
Yeah, it's your own blood.
Yeah.
Put on
what
your
happens?
Face?
It gets yeah, put on
yeah.
your face.
Yeah, they like needle you, and then it's supposed to be like the skin rejuvenates okay. faster. But yeah, it's like your own. Well, actually, this might be two different things. One is where they needle you, and it's like they're making tiny little scars, and then the skin heals, and then it's like new and fresh again. Oh. And then the other one is like where they use your own blood to like rejuvenate your face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Platelets, something yes. like
damn.
That.
Come on, science.
Something.
All I know is the Kardashians do it.
Yeah.
And it hurts. And it's permanent. In a good way.
It is called the vampire facial, so I imagine it is permanent.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just live. Yeah, you just, well, the only problem with getting it is then you have to do it to somebody else to stay alive.
Right, it's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, exactly.
Vampires were the original pyramid scheme.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It's so
literally, it's like if you just take one bite,
live
and
forever.
Then you bite three of your friends. I was trying to look it up.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, because there's platelet-rich plasma. And that's what they're using on your face. Huh. They're getting the plasma out of your blood and using it on your face.
I mean, I've got to use that for lunch money, so I'm not.
Yeah, yeah. Why donate it?
I never did that. Did you guys ever give blood for money?
Not for money, but I used to give platelets just to be nice.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Wow. That's
and I'm just like, it's a money
offer. No, but here's how everyone thinks of me as a person is back when I was doing it, I would like have bandages and I'd be like, yeah, I'm a little woozy. I gave platelets earlier. And everyone always assumed I was doing it for money.
Well, because most people do.
Yeah, most people do it for money.
Yeah.
So that's very kind of you. I tried to give blood not for money, but because we got a cord at graduation in high school for giving blood. So I tried to give blood, and they were like, oh, you're anemic. We wouldn't even give you your blood. I was like, what?
We didn't give you your blood.
I was like, you have to add that at the end.
Yeah.
Okay, bitch, damn.
Yeah. Also, please.
I'll take my blood elsewhere. Yeah. Give me that.
My blood's doing a pretty goddamn good job. Right. Thank you very
Somebody
much.
Somebody want this blood. Somebody.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's Groupon blood in my veins.
Yeah. Look, it's not. Yes. It doesn't have a lot of oxygen in it, but it is blood.
It will do the job.
And it matches your type, okay? So. Load on up. Yeah, you just wait. When these fires really get popping, y'all gonna be asking for my blood.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And I'll remember this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna hoard it.
Like, no.
So I keep it to myself.
Yeah, I got banned. I donated platelets cut because I am phobic of needles. So I was doing it to like overcome that fear.
Wow.
But then I regressed and I was just in to do like a regular blood donation and I fainted while they were testing my iron, like just the prick on your finger.
Oh, wow.
I guess I was slurring my words and I was trying to tell the nurse I feel fine. I'm not hot. Because he was like, are you feeling warm right now? And in my head, I was like, no, I feel fine. I'm not hot. And I guess he was like, you're not making sense.
But you thought you were like, no, doctor, I feel great. It's quite cool in here. 73 degrees. In reality, it's like, ah. You're like, let's call the ambulance.
We're going to need to get her out of here.
They had to put me on a stretcher and everything. Yeah. So that was how I quit donating blood.
Yeah. You donated until, like, you died.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For you. That's so sweet.
Thank you.
Have you come across any blood scams on Scam
Guys? Blood scams.
No blood scams yet.
Okay.
Other than Theranos. What am I talking about?
Oh,
Theranos.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest blood scam.
Yeah, yeah.
The biggest blood scam. Which was just all about making something tiny. And I was like, oh, that's what Silicon Valley really is. Like, come on. How many iPhones am I going to buy with like 35 cameras on the back? It looks like a goddamn spider.
Yep.
Like, y'all didn't make anything new. Just wait until you have something new.
Yeah, it's okay. We're fine with our phones.
I'm perfectly happy with my phone.
What if we put 7 cameras on the back?
And I've got that thing that makes me feel ill, like the little circles.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That tryptophobia or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you have that?
Yeah, yeah. It like really messes me up. The billboards like make me want to vomit a little bit.
It is creepy.
I really don't like it. Like
it
those
looks
lotus
like a spider's
pods.
Eyes.
It does.
And I was like, why? Yeah. Also, no one wants wide photographs. Like, who are we? I'm not a cinematographer.
No,
like,
no.
It's a very specific. Everyone wants I can put a lens on their phone.
We're taking nudes in the bathroom.
Uh-huh. I need less quality,
portrait
if anything, for
shots,
these nudes.
Right.
I need night lighting mode. And portraits.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Like, y'all, we don't need the rest of this shit.
Give us a food filter for brunch.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't exactly. Even need panorama. Don't nobody want to look at a long picture?
No.
Oh, my God. I have so many panoramics on my phone that I've never seen the light of day.
Yeah, I'm like, what am I going to do with
like,
this?
Like, look, I was in a pretty place. Never looked at them again.
Right. And also, like, who are you going to share them with? No one wants to look at that.
I think, see it.
Unless, like, maybe I'm casing a joint. Maybe then, like, if I was going to do, like, a robbery, it'd be good to have, like, one long like, the traveling path.
That would be good.
Then you get that, like, person in the panoramic who looks like a ghost.
Yeah. I take it back, Apple. We will take the pan out.
Nice work.
Yeah.
So yeah, tell us about your podcast a little bit. So you guys go over scams.
Yes.
You have a guest on every week.
So I have a guest on every week. We talk about what's hot and fraud, which either will be some hot new scams that I've heard about. Really, the Silicon Valley of scams is Brooklyn. That's where all the hot new scams come out. That's
okay.
Where the innovation is happening.
Interesting.
And it's great. It's fantastic. You've probably been robbed by someone in Brooklyn and you just don't even know
okay.
It. It's
fantastic.
So often. Like if you've ever had like fraudulent charges or anything like that on a card that you use at a gas station, somehow that is a little young kid in Brooklyn who has a gold card with your name on it.
Wow.
It is comforting to know that I have so little that like I'm probably not a target.
No, you are.
Oh, really?
That's the thing. There are scammers out here who are, you know, nickel and diming their way to the top as well. We've got influencers, we've got micro influencers, we've got scammers, and we've got micro scammers.
Yeah,
you've got your Elizabeth Holmes at the top, you know what I mean, running huge cons, millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. Then you also got the guy who's on WAG pretending to be a dog so that he can rob dog walkers.
Oh, shit.
Pretending to be a dog. Bad boy.
When you first said that, I had it reversed, and I was oh, the guy is robbing the people's houses. It's a guy who's...
So it's a guy who gets on the app and like pretends that he has a dog.
I
phrase that in an insane way. But he pretends he has a dog.
Yeah.
And then he hits up a dog walker and then cancels the appointment last minute. So then he'll reach out through the app because it's just like Uber or wherever else where you can contact somebody, but they scramble the number and they just say like Uber's calling you, right? Mm-hmm. So you call the person through the app and it says WAG's calling. You're like, hey, you just got a cancellation. Mm-hmm. We're going to go ahead and refund you a $10 cancellation fee. Mm-hmm. The person then sees the $10 go into their app, right? So they think this is legitimate. And they go, oh, while we're on the phone, actually your banking information is invalid. It's not updating right now.
No.
We need to confirm your banking information. So then they take your banking information and then they clean your bank out.
Shit.
And you're a dog walker. And they're going to rob you. Now, that one was trash.
That's trash. I mean, that's brilliant. If you could use that mind for something good. You know what I mean? Like, that is like... Because I love finding a hole in the system, but it's like, that's not the target.
No.
Use that and go after a fucking banker, dude.
Yeah. But then we also talk about, like, people have taught me how to steal burritos from Chipotle and other mid-sized food corporations.
Teddy's like, okay.
Yeah.
How would one allegedly steal a burrito?
So apparently, if you look up, like, whatever concerts are in town, like mid-level performance artists or whatever, and you're like, hey, my artist, Lil Xanax, really loves your burritos. He loves your burritos. Like, could we get like 13 and we maybe can give you guys some tour merch or something like that? They usually say no to the merch, but they'll give you burritos.
Whoa. No.
Oh my God.
It's that
very
rules.
Easy.
Well, we live in LA, so there's always someone.
Yeah.
Right.
That's awesome.
Right. Yeah. We're down at the Forum. They love your burritos. You want to donate a few? And by a few, I mean 15?
Yeah.
For one man? It's a very large entourage.
So did you decide to do this podcast because you love scams or have you been scammed?
Like, I love scams. Okay. I love doing scams. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, in college, we would just run light. Like, these aren't victimless crimes.
Just like a whimsical scam.
Like, we would love to go places that we weren't invited to and just, like, figure out if we could sneak our way in.
Oh, that's
in.
The best.
And we always could.
Yeah.
I remember one time it was really hard. It was during All-Star Weekend, and we were at some nightclub, and there was, like, a big VIP area, and they had it really walled off, and they weren't letting people back. And then we all just happened to be in black dresses, and we didn't even realize. And so then one of us like grabbed some cups and just put the cups over our head and then we just pretended that we worked there.
Yes.
They probably hired extra staff because it was so busy. So we're just like,
oh my God, I love that.
We
got
to get to the bottles.
That is amazing.
I've turned wristbands inside out so they look like a wristband for a place. I own so many wristbands that sometimes I just bring places.
That is brilliant.
Yeah. And then I'm like, what color are we in today?
Okay. Hey, what's going on here? Let's pull that one out.
Yeah, there's only so many of them. It's like you got the neon, a few neon ones.
Just go to a party store.
Yeah.
Let's grab a couple.
And those are cheap, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were props for a photo shoot, but then I was like, oh, now I'm going to keep these and use them?
Absolutely.
Wow.
No, but so just like little stuff. Never any, like, I don't rob people or whatever. Yeah, and if I did, I would never tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
But I got into it, and then like someone started calling me Scam Goddess. I think it was Miles Gray on the Daily Zeitgeist podcast. Mm-hmm. And then like I just was always really into it. So I was like, let's like do it.
Yeah.
That's what's great. Because I was saying, like, that's what I really like. Like, yeah, I find that very interesting because I'm not a huge true crime person. I just like when someone's getting killed in it, I'm like,
yeah.
You know, so I like that. I want to hear about someone being scheming and stuff, but most people to survive.
Minus the murder, yeah.
And most people we can like celebrate and talk about how great they are in our eyes because they're not really doing something that's harming. It harms people, but it's harming them financially. So it's like, you're going to live to see another day. Like, you're going to be fine. You got scammed out of $62,000. Congratulations. You had $62,000 to begin with.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what I mean? Also, like, at a certain point, the bank just refunds you the money, right?
Some things, but other things, no.
Like, if you've not been scammed.
If you make a decision that is a part of a scam, they don't refund you because that's a poor choice. But if someone takes money out of your account, then they will refund you.
So do you think, for example, the dog walker got refunded?
No. Because they gave up their banking information. Now
crazy that can just alone at this point, your banking, because it's like there's so many of these scams going on. How are they only using that?
Yeah.
Like, what about these fucking five questions I had to answer about, like, my mom's, you
know. There's probably a VPN involved somehow.
What is your favorite bird? Like, and I'm, like, really trying to remember what my favorite bird was.
I don't have an opinion about these birds.
And all of that goes, like, it's insane how crazy it is. But we, like, praise the charlatans and the scammers. We love them. We're obsessed with them.
Yeah.
And then also we warn people about like kind of fucked up shit going on. And there's always a scammer of the week.
We're getting a bunch right now. We've been getting all these fucking messages to our Lady page. And I'm getting it to my comedy page.
Yeah.
Just like, will you take advertisements on your thing? And so I started engaging one because I was like, all right, I want to see what the hell this is.
Yeah.
And then they sent me something that was like, oh, well, first you have to sign up for Facebook's like ability to put ads on your page. And it looked legit. I didn't do it, but I was like, fuck, this does look real. God damn it.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
Yeah.
That's how they get you with that
stuff. Scammers know how to make web pages. Mm-hmm. They're fluent in web design. They're also very good at Adobe Photoshop. Those are like staples. If you can't make a fake magazine cover, you can't be a scammer.
Damn, I think I could be a scammer.
You could.
You just gotta find your angle. You just gotta get the right angle on it.
Right. All right, I got a few emails to send out. I'll be right back, guys. I'll be back in a second.
Just vigorously typing.
Hey, welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
Hi.
I'm Lazy. We're
here with Lazy.
I don't know if I talked.
Sorry, no, we all are like, we expect you to say your name.
It's all good. We're going to play a little game with you. It's called Who, What, Where, When, Why. It's very difficult.
Tight.
We're just going to ask you some questions. Then there are no right or wrong answers.
Repeat everything you just said.
It does. You're going to get it. I believe. I'm worried that I'm getting scammed.
And add your social security number at the end. Thank you.
What's
your favorite bird? I'm just curious. Can I ask you a question? I want to know more about you. Your favorite bird. Say your mom
was like born in a city. What do you think that would be?
Yeah.
And what was her name like before she got married?
Before she got married.
I'm just curious.
That's a funny like a date where it's very obvious that they're asking you those questions.
What's like your mom's name?
You're like, dad. Like,
your eyes are so beautiful. Yeah. They remind me of the last four digits of your social. What are those?
I keep seeing a number.
I'm really into numerology.
Pin numerology.
Your bank account can tell you a lot about your future. Just share with
me. This is like happening to someone right now, for sure.
Without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
There's probably some psychic scammers out there. I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, most of the whole thing. thing about being a psychic is a scam.
Yeah, yeah,
they're like
for
asking
sure.
you a lot of like weighted questions. Mm-hmm. And they're like, someone in your life died. And you're like, oh my God, they did. How did you know? I'm seeing a woman. I'm seeing a woman who maybe like carried you. Oh my God, my mom. You know I got a mom. Who told you that? There's no way she could have knew I had a mom.
I'm like honestly shocked I haven't been scammed by like a man out of money.
That's me too.
Actually pretty surprising. Oh,
yeah. Romance scams make up $143 million in scams in 2018.
Oh, really?
Romance scams. And it's funny because they only call it a romance scam, it seems like, when it's a man doing it to a woman. I guess the other way around, it's just love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If a woman does it, it's like, no. My mom used to always say, like, my money is my money, but your money is our money.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I agree. It is.
Oh, my God.
Like, how you can't cheat on me if you don't got no money? That's why the song goes, it's cheaper to keep her. Okay? I got to bleed you dry. Otherwise, you're going to be having money for hoes. Now you got money to take hoes out. I need you to have money for just enough gas to get home from work. Okay? Because men will cheat. Okay? Can't cheat if you damn near in poverty. Okay? Because of me. Yes.
<That's> beautiful. keys to a long-lasting relationship. That's
right.
It. That's
it
how you
is.
Do it.
Yeah. I talked about it on the show, which I was like, I guess this is kind of fucked up. It's going to come out this week where I was like, I don't ever want to get divorced, so like every man that I marry just needs to die. But like in a peaceful,
you don't want to be married to just one man.
It wasn't that. It
was like every man.
But
every
like
man.
Natural causes. Like, of course. I won't kill them, but
I mean,
I
at
will
least
need
look
them
natural.
To
yeah, there's enough
away.
Room for like a tragic accident
yeah.
here.
Yeah, because
you know,
I don't
want to
get divorced. I don't believe in divorce.
No.
But if you pass
but
away,
you being a widow.
Oh, being a widow, you get some good shit out of being a widow.
Being a widow is so hot. It's like having another
widow
wedding.
Money.
Yeah.
Because then at the funeral, it's lit. Like everyone's mm-hmm. giving you gifts and food mm-hmm. and like.
Yeah. It's the second half of
your life.
Grief
is a great diet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. And tears are great for your face.
Oh my God. The salt content. So good. So good.
And we do outlive
these
men,
are jokes,
so.
People. Guys, if you want to date me, like, I won't, you won't die.
Not before
guaranteed.
You're supposed
to. Not before God calls you home. But he gonna call you. I'm not gonna call you home.
I'm gonna text
I'm
gonna
you. Put that out there.
Right. You just have to have just the right amount of gas money to get to God.
That's the name of your memoir. Just enough gas money to get to God.
That's a great title. Yeah. New York Times bestseller instantly.
Without a doubt.
My memoir is all going to be like, do it yourself. There's going to be a lot of blank pages. Like, share how you feel.
How would you have done this?
How is my book going? Let me know. I did a lot of work in her book. I don't know if I actually even learned anything.
You feel empowered, though, at the end, right? Look, you too can write a book.
She said you have to do the work, and then the next page was blank, and it was like, do the work. Yeah. I was like, okay.
That's actually a brilliant idea. Just release a book that only has like chapter headings.
Like it's a journal.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But you disguise it as a book.
Oh, I guess we talked
people
about...
sell that shit. I've gotten like a million of those for fucking bad Christmas
same.
Presents.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
do people do that? That is like a rude ass Christmas present. One time I got Think Like a Man as a present.
Nope.
And I was like, really? Steve Harvey's chiclet teeth? This is what you're giving me? He's like, stop being a hoe. In a book. Read this cover to cover.
I mean, and you really think Steve Harvey sat down and wrote that shit?
Absolutely.
Oh, my
no.
God.
No, no, no,
he
no.
probably dictated it, though.
No, I mean, I'm sure he was there, but he was not. I'm not seeing him, like, typing
away.
Oh, no.
Away. Oh, my
no.
God.
No, God,
Steve
no.
Harvey and, like, just some candles and a typewriter.
I'm imagining him, like,
oh, the hose. I'm not ready for this.
I'm just imagining him, like, between breaks on his show, like, all of a sudden, like, being inspired and being like, hey, get this down. You know, like,
yeah,
someone's
yeah.
got to, like, listen
he's
to his
like,
genius.
Quill pens.
Yeah.
And he gets
dipping
his thought
into the ink. I hope that's what happened.
I hope so, too. I hope he,
I hope he wrote it in, like, a yeah. very loud gold mm-hmm. suit.
Yeah. There's like a Starbucks by his house. He has little headphones on.
Just like J.K. Rowling.
Yeah,
oh
exactly.
my God, that would be so funny.
Are you
to
even
see
writing
him working
people
on
can't
this?
See you writing? Like
the answer is no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love to be distracted by 20 to 30 strangers
oh, it's
around
best.
Me while I'm trying
it's
to get
best.
Something done.
So the juices get flowing.
Yeah, look how hard I'm probably not working.
Well, when I was single, my problem was that I was always trying to look hot before I went to write because I really just wanted to see hot people
sure.
yeah,
and interact
yeah,
with them. I didn't get a lot done.
So please interrupt my pilot.
Ask my laptop was always closed.
Yeah, I'm like,
like, how are you typing?
Well, I had to like marinate the thoughts first. Yeah, you know? Like,
that's really a part of the process.
Super, yeah. Super.
Just stare at some people for a while.
Yeah, this window. I'm just like taking it in.
Humanity.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Let's ask some questions. Mm-hmm.
Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Why?
Okay, number one, who da thunk? Who da thunk?
Who da thunk? I don't know who. I don't know.
It's fine.
I truly don't know who. I wish I did. Who to talk about what? About everything?
I don't
about
know. Anything. We just, that was
these
a
are
dumb.
They're
really
stupid. We're
no,
just like,
I
ugh.
Love it. I yeah, love yeah. it. Who to thunk the world would be on fire, literally.
Yeah. Yeah. You ask yourself 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you're like, where do you think things are going to be in 2019? You're like, oh, who to thunk?
The news is wild.
Every
that,
day is
our president yeah. is like on the news talking about he wanted to nuke a hurricane.
Yeah,
and that was like not even a blip,
barely.
No pun intended, on a radar.
Just
like,
a
it
moment.
Was like, yeah, nothing. Like so much shit happens that like that would have been a whole decade's worth of bullshit.
Yeah, but this is the time as a celebrity to do some dumb shit.
Yeah,
this
true.
Is like if Tiger Woods had get caught fucking all those waitresses now, oh, that yeah. would have been a story for literally 3 minutes. It would have yeah. been a one tweet from TMZ, mm-hmm. and he would have had his career.
Oh yeah,
the
I mean,
whole
you think
time.
About the stuff yeah, we yeah. made meals out of back in like the you know,
oh, yeah. talk about who wore a tan up. Suit. And we talked about it for weeks.
Yeah, poor Jennifer Aniston.
He got
Aniston.
Mustard on his hamburger. Damn. He had like an outrage.
Jennifer yeah. Aniston had her man stolen from yeah. her. Her Maniston.
Yeah, if that shit happened, that shit happened now, she would not be on the cover. She would
right.
be fine.
I have a girlfriend, one of my best friends from high school, used to love Brad Pitt. Mm-hmm. Since that happened, has not seen a single thing with Brad Pitt in solidarity with Jennifer Aniston.
That is dedication, because Jennifer Aniston is talking to Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I know.
Like, girl, she got over
and also, no offense.
Me, though.
No yeah, offense, me. But
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The shit he's been in has been much better than the shit she's been
yeah,
in. So
yeah,
tough.
Yeah.
For
although,
sure.
I love Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, I love her, too, but
true.
The yeah, yeah, movies she's sure. been in have not.
She did the Horrible Bosses. That was...
She's fun in that. Yeah. She's funny. She's
that
funny
was funny. I thought she was funny.
Well, also, she got with Justin Theroux after Brad Pitt, and I kind of think Justin Theroux is hotter than Brad Pitt.
That's,
yeah. he's more, that's just me. That's yeah. just me. I'm
actually,
okay with
you
it.
You take your headset off because we gotta go outside and fight.
No, no, no. It just
we
makes
have
me...
to go outside and have
wow.
a fisticuffs.
Okay, so everybody here is on team. Okay, fair.
Yeah,
fair,
don't
fair,
worry.
Fair.
It'll be quick.
I love that. I like the most.
I got
them
a low center of gravity. Good luck.
It's just you versus, yeah, a lot of other people.
No, I'm fine with that. Okay, good luck.
It is three of us, though. Like, but between us three, we should manage to injure you a
no,
little
no, no.
bit.
I feel alive in a corner.
She's like, I want you to. I want to fight.
This is for Justin.
You're out there just swinging on us for Justin? Oh, God. Justice for Justin.
It is so funny when people take a stance like that, though, for a celebrity who will
yeah.
never know them. Or
no. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, no, and it's like,
you just beautiful. Feel so strongly.
I guarantee you she's not boycotting Walmart or Chick-fil-A or any of that shit that actually matters. But her Brad Pitt game is strong.
Well, you gotta pick your battles.
I want
know?
That kind of blind loyalty from
yeah,
my
fans. Yeah, right? Yeah.
I'm already
or my
starting
friends.
To get it. People will tweet, like, I'll have, like, some little condescending, mm-hmm. like, white dude tweet me something like, oh, that wasn't accurate. And then my
and people
the
are
congregation
on him.
Is on him, and I'm like, oh, God, guys, calm down. They're like, bitch, this is a comedy podcast. Where you live? I'm gonna come stab your dog. Like, so intense. I was like, okay.
Oh, God. We were talking about Reply Guys in the last, like, thing. Yeah. You must get so many.
Oh, yeah. My God. It's like, I put my blackface on the front so that I was like, if you don't like black people, like, look, I'm yeah. gonna be black.
This is the show.
It's
so...
not a surprise. Yeah, I put yeah. it on purpose. So I thought, I was like, maybe I'll just do cover art and then, like, yeah, never yeah. tell anyone that I'm black. And, like, and, you know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. this would be a great scam. And I was like, no, 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 I probably should inform them so I don't have the, like, reply guys and the trolls. I was like, I'm a black woman.
Yeah, yeah.
If you hate me, don't click play.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, no, no. We're gonna
oh,
listen.
No, no, no. And they're, that's
like,
they're up.
What
there.
An intense level of hate to be like, I'm gonna listen to an hour every week. I'm gonna yeah. do my homework to come after you for
oh,
this.
Yes.
It's like,
and
are you fucking
like,
kidding me?
I was like, this is deep in the episode, dude. You was really listening. Yeah, yeah. Did you have fun before? Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. It's
crazy. But yeah, I wish that I was like really famous right now so I could just be doing lots of dumb shit that I could just get away with. Like Jussie Smollett, perfect time to fake a hate crime.
Yeah, this would be the moment.
I didn't remember that until just now.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was a big fuck up.
There was like a Law and Order episode based on it.
Yeah, just dropped. I love how petty Law and Order is. I gotta know what Mariska Hargitay is saying. Juicy. And I hope they picked a name that's like so close to his.
Oh, yeah.
Jussie Smollett? Yeah. Justin Smollett? Yeah. I want it to be so close.
And the fake show that he's on, the fake empire.
Kingdom? I better be called Kingdom. Yeah. I was talking about this, I think maybe on another podcast or maybe in person, but like the thing that killed me about Empire is I feel like Empire and Secession are just the same show, except for on Secession, they hired a researcher for like, so that they could have like corporate specifics. Yeah. And on Empire, Lee Daniels was like, fuck it, let's just call it The Company. Yeah. Everything, like, I saw Terrence Howard out back. He was trying to steal The Company. Come on, we have to go to dinner. It's about The Company. Like, that's y'all just going to have no specifics. So, like,
have
The Company
you ever seen
is
a
doing.
Company?
Right.
That's me if
look
I write anything, though.
When the company's doing bad.
Whenever I'm trying to like give someone a real job in a script, I'm like, they work in a cubicle. Like, I don't know what anything is.
She sips her coffee.
She's got a co-worker. I don't know.
There's a break room.
Yeah. Everything happens in the break room or the kitchen. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that's where
there's
it is.
A fridge. People are eating each other's food. I know that's a thing.
It happens.
All right. Now, this is about a tech company doing a stock merger, but what we've got is
we'll
break
focus
room,
on the break room.
A coworker. And some missing sandwiches.
I used to have a marketing day job, and I literally would write down phrases that people would say that I was like, well, that sounds like a business phrase. Instead of a notebook that just says, like, confidence in the market and things like that.
It moves
I don't know.
The needle.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Like, oh, that's a good
quarterly
one.
Projections. Mm-hmm. Okay.
My favorite company shade is please be advised.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That,
yeah.
You know someone's being a piece of shit when they start an email with please be advised.
Ooh.
Right.
Ooh.
And you that and per my last email, like, bitch, I already told you. But I'll tell you again. Listen up this time, ho. Because next time I'm sending a memo, bitch. A memo.
You just hear that office manager just cracking her knuckles.
Right. She's like over there clapping and shit. I'm like, the email I got was very polite, but I definitely heard her over there. She was air fighting when I walked past her cubicle. I think she's mad. She's definitely upset. Yeah, but I love that. I love just like the vagueness.
That's
of it.
Really beautiful.
That and law. I feel like everyone loves to do a law show because at least writers we know like you're in one more outburst and you'll be held in contempt of court.
Objection. Objection is so dramatic. Overruled. Yeah.
Sustained.
Can I see you at the bench, please? Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Approach.
Yeah.
That's counselor.
I wanted to be a lawyer because I was like, I want to object to some shit.
Yeah.
Right. There's so much paperwork that they're not telling you about. Like, there's
so much
paperwork. I'm like, how much reading? No, thank you.
I just want you to see me in your chambers. That's
line
all I'm
items?
Interested in.
No.
Torts?
No. Okay, bitch. I'm not even reading the shit Steve Jobs put on my phone. I could have to give him a kidney. Steve Jobs could have came up and been like, I have pancreatic cancer.
And you're
when
like,
you
scroll,
signed
scroll,
the
scroll.
Apple thing. Said you would give me your kidney if it was a match. So hand that shit over. Or your pancreas. I'm like, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Like, well, it was worth it. Thank you.
Right. The iPhone was truly
worth it. Like, you're anemic. Yeah, yeah. Your pancreas doesn't even want your pancreas.
Yeah, right. Exactly. They send it back. Great callback. Hurtful for me. But great callback at my expense.
That's the only ones I do.
Crying.
I only do it if it hurts someone.
No, my eyes just get wet. These are not tears.
And your skin looks great.
Thank you. Yes. It's almost as if my husband died.
Who'd have thunk?
Hey. Yes.
Oh, wow. Full
circle. Full Monty.
Wow.
Okay, next question. What is the best novelty food of all time?
Oh, this is hard.
We go very vague and then very specific.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a toss-up between, look, cotton candy.
Oh,
which
ooh, very good answer.
No purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
Sugar delivery system. Mm-hmm.
It's honestly everything at the state fair.
Yeah, a fair food is definitely.
A fair food.
Yeah, yeah. Like an elephant ear, a funnel cake.
It's all an experience.
What's an elephant ear?
Yeah.
It's like a funnel cake, but it's just like a different kind of dough, I think.
Oh, I've never had one.
Fried ice cream.
Yeah, the fried stuff is, yeah. Fried like Oreo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chocolate-covered bacon.
The Texas State Fair just had everything that I ever did not need to eat.
Are you from Texas?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
cool.
From Dallas.
Nice.
So we go to, like, Big Tex is mm-hmm. there, and the State Fair, it's, like, yeah. a big deal. Everyone goes every year. There's no more shootings. There yep. were some, like, but they weren't, these weren't, like, the sadder shootings where it's, like, you know, like a random white dude comes out and just starts shooting mm-hmm. everybody. These were yeah. like very specific shootings where like they were trying to shoot one individual. So you feel like a little safer. Yeah. You're like, oh, they're here for Mark. So, you know, we're probably going to be fine.
This isn't about me.
This isn't about me. I've been in a shooting like that in the nightclub where it was
you
like,
shit.
Yeah,
wow.
where like I was there to promote. I was doing promo for like a huge drug dealer in Pittsburgh. At the time, I didn't know he was a drug dealer, but I should have realized because like, people would come in when I started bartending for him and just be like, I need money out of the register. And I would just like do that and leave yeah. a note like so-and-so came in here and took $100. And I would get paid from the register at the end of every shift.
What kind of promo
yeah,
was
he like,
doing?
What promo? Was he a DJ too? What was going on?
I truly am, now that I'm thinking, I'm like... oh, I was in a crime organization. That's how much I love scamming, that I'm like, this is fucking normal. I was like, yeah, sure, Boo needs $100 for what? You know I gotta take, Big Tommy will get mad. Okay, cool.
What I love about drug dealers is the nicknames.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Big Tommy yes. is top notch.
Like, I should have known, but I was in the shooting because I was doing promo for the Summer Jam. He threw the big Summer Jam mm. concert. This is in Pittsburgh. And so we go to this nightclub and a shooting breaks out. This guy starts shooting at this other guy. So we're running, like we're tripping mm-hmm. all over people, trying to get out of there. And I was scared, but I wasn't like, this man is walking around just shooting any and everybody. Like, he is here
yeah, yeah.
For Ryan. Or, yeah. you know, Jason. He's here for Brandon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And as long as I can stay out of friendly fire territory, yeah, I'm yeah. probably going to be good. So, you know, I'm running, but I'm not like, oh, this is it. I'm not like calling my mom. I'm like, you know, I don't know what you did, Brandon, but people go bust a cap at your ass. Not mine. So we get out. And the girls, the other promo girls are like, and they have these really harsh Pittsburgh accents. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe why they just shot up the club like that. I'm so tired of this club getting shot up every week. And I was like, this happens on a weekly basis. And y'all keep coming.
Yeah, what do you find somewhere else to go?
Yeah, I would just work there once and be out.
Get a hostessing job somewhere.
Yeah, I feel like
Red
this
Robin
is too much
there.
Risk.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even work at the club. You're not even like, you're just going back to the club like, oh my God, I hope Brandon not here tonight because everybody be trying to shoot Brandon. Every week they be trying to shoot him. He just needs to move. I'm tired of him ruining my good time. It's insane. So that's what I was like, no, I will not do promo work for you anymore, but I will work at your drug front bar. Which I did for a while.
Yeah. Hey, look, yeah, you get your bills paid.
Listen, yeah. Look, hey.
This is the world we live in.
It's a great gig. When you're young, drug dealing is a good gig. I'll
yeah.
just say.
Oh, yeah, I never sold any drugs. I just sold alcohol.
Yeah.
There you go.
And they were the only people who would hire me. I went to bartending school, which is a scam. And if you go to bartending school, everyone will hate you.
Oh,
I tried to
you mean
submit
the people,
to workplaces.
The other people, yeah.
Yeah, and they'd be like, bartending school, get the fuck out of here. You don't know anything. Okay.
What did they teach you at bartending school?
They taught me how to bartend.
Why is it a scam then?
Because no one believes you, and also no one's checking.
Yeah, yeah.
No one checks references
anymore. No, of course not.
So just say you went to bartending school. Yeah. They have to train you on everything anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Lie.
That's the best scam that you can pull as an employee. Here's my tip to everyone. Mm-hmm. Always lie and say you worked at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you get your first restaurant job.
Yes.
I have so many friends like, I can't get a waitressing job. I'm like, do you have waitressing on your resume? No, yeah. I never have. Well, lie.
Put a fake job that exists in your hometown and give them your mama number.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even going to call your mom.
Yeah.
God, have you guys ever had to do that? I hate when you get a call and you have to be like, yes, I worked with them. They're a lovely employee.
Yeah.
It's like the worst fucking
We worked together
phone
at job.
Yeah.
At the company.
At the company. Absolutely. We worked at the company.
For sure.
Yeah. He did a lot of good for the company. I remember the whole company very sad when he left. Now I sound like Donald Trump. This is literally how he talks.
Yes. Yeah.
He's like, very fine
fantastic
people. Everyone's
worker.
Very excited. Everyone was happy. Like, the most basic vocabulary. Like, no, they loved me.
Yeah.
Donald Trump loves to, and I hate even talking about this man, but he loves to, like, interject the phrase, they do very good work in awkward places.
Yeah, it's very
I
weird.
I think it's just his thing of, like, thinking if he praises people enough, they'll love him.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, be, like, it's a
about,
weird
like,
phrase, though.
Yeah. He'll be talking about, like, the sewage treatment plan. For no reason, he'll be like, they do very good work. Which maybe they do, but it's like nobody was.
I think it's his, like, I connect with you.
For sure.
You know,
Even though I've never done an inch
of real work in my entire life, I can.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. He, like, sounds like he's reading a Mad Libs, but he's, like, reading, like, what the description of the word that's supposed to be there. That's how vague his sentences are, where he's just like.
He's done full speeches where I was like, did he say
he's like,
anything?
Yeah, adjective right? Now.
Yeah.
Magnetic poetry, but participle.
Past participle. What are you saying, sir?
A random city. Yeah, exactly. It's fucking crazy. A
lot of dangling participles.
Yeah. Well, that's for sure.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Everybody, you're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
I'm with Lacey. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Perfect.
All right, Lacey, we're going to answer some advice. Are you good at advice? Yeah.
I would believe that.
I'm great. I'm like sage. If I had larger breasts, I would be like a TV healer.
Oh.
Like a Jan LaVanzant.
I see that for you.
I just need bigger boobs for people to like cry in, but I don't have
you need the bosom.
You hold of your bosom.
The bosom is a part of it.
Trust me, having a bosom, it's not, you don't want people crying in it.
Do you have a lot of people crying in your bosom?
No, but I think they want to.
It looks like a great spot to cry.
Yeah. It's very comforting. Yeah.
I'm too cold. Cry anywhere in here. It's there.
Thank you. I'm too mean. I'm like, get the fuck away from me with that.
I will say, I was thinking the other day about how nice it is to have boobs to put stuff in.
Yes. I saw a woman pull a whole bottle of Hennessy out of her breast.
Nice.
That's genius. I don't use them for that.
Every once in a while, if I'm wearing like a dress that has no pockets, I'm like, I have nature's pockets.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I've always got something going on. Yeah. I was a kangaroo in a former life.
Just start pulling stuff out. It's like the big comfy couch. Like.
It's like Mary Poppins bag.
Yeah, exactly.
Anybody need a bat?
Yeah. If you have lady problems, send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady. Lady problems. Lady. Lady problems. Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Hi, ladies. Long-time listener, first time sending a lady problem. Love you all so much, and I thought you might have some good thoughts on this. A few months ago, my friend introduced me to one of her coworkers. Mm. As soon as I laid eyes on him, I was immediately hooked. Ooh. I always thought love at first sight was bullshit until I met this guy. We hit it off right away and started hanging out a lot. We were totally obsessed with each other and had amazing chemistry, physically, emotionally, and sexually.
Ooh.
Since we both got out of long-term relationships within the last year or so, we decided to take it slow, go with the flow, and not label things at the moment. About a month after meeting, he started going through a really rough time in work and life and was super stressed. I was understanding of this and gave him some space. We went from talking and being together all the time to just a few conversations here and there.
Damn.
Then he ceased all communication for like 2 weeks. I reached out a few times just in concern for him, but then got really upset when he straight up never responded. I sent a few angry texts.
Ooh.
I had never been so infatuated with someone, and then this cease in communication was so sudden to me. I was a wreck, crying so much and hardly sleeping. Eventually, he called and apologized for the lack of communication, seeing his life was just crazy and he needed the time to figure shit out. And of course, because I'm totally obsessed with him, understood he was going through a hard time, and the D is bomb. I cautiously cautiously let him back into my life.
Oh. No, that wasn't cautious, girl.
Yeah.
He said, so cut to, I'm busting it wide open. Ma'am.
It's a few months later and we're doing great. We haven't had that relationship talk yet, but we do all the things couples do and have told each other we aren't open to seeing other people now. Here's where my lady problem comes
in. Here's where it comes.
If he were to pull this ghosting thing again, do I just fuck off and give him space for a few weeks until he decides to talk to me again? Should I continue to see him if he does it again? He's technically not my boyfriend, so I don't have to wait around for him. When do I have the relationship talk with him? Part of me wants to in order to prevent him from ghosting me again, but part of me worries that it could trigger him ghosting me again. Any thoughts you have on this would be greatly appreciated. Thanks for all the laughs, ladies.
Okay. They signed this Sleepless in Seattle.
Aww.
So here's the thing, Sleepless in Seattle. If this man don't want you, there is nothing you can do long term to trick him into wanting you.
Yeah.
And I know it sucks when you're into somebody really a lot and then you feel like they're not into you, but a part of being into someone is being so excited about how excited they are about you.
Yeah.
Like, that's a part of it. So just know that, like, if that part isn't there, you're not being rejected. It's also not a good situation for you. Because, like, that man should be, like, waking up every day like, God damn, I got the baddest bit. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
So if he's not doing that, you don't want him either. And I think it's, like, you got to take the sting of rejection out of it. Because you don't want a man who don't want you. Therefore, you don't want this man. And so just say that to yourself and take the power back. So, like, if you're scared to have the relationship convo, have it immediately.
Yeah.
Be like, are you my boyfriend or nah? Yes.
Get your
or
answer.
No.
Get
yes
your answer.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And that's straightforward. Not like, what are we doing here? Like, you know, how do you feel? Don't give him the power. Be like, are you my man or are you my ex man and I'm leaving? Like,
those are the options. Yeah.
Right.
I always say there's so much dick out there.
So
you
much.
Find more dick.
Honestly, too much.
Too
much dick. Okay, girl, you turning. Y'all know you didn't turn dick down. We turn dick down left and right.
Every day, all day long.
I feel like dick is like something being sold to me by telemarketers. Like, would you like to change your penis provider? I'm tired of dick. I'll call you when I want it. Don't call me trying to offer me dick. I like my current dick provider. New one. Or maybe, you know, honey, you had a couple providers, honey. You gotta keep a couple on the show. On the team, okay? Okay. Listen. But no matter how long you wait, the answer is gonna be the same. So you might as well find out now, because there's so many men that you could like fall head over heels for again.
And anyone that you're could scare off was never yours in
the first place.
Yeah.
Period.
Because if a man really wants you, they will let you do some crazy shit.
That is so true. And think about yourself. I mean, like, have you ever not contacted someone you wanted to fuck?
Yeah.
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 No.
That's crazy. And also, whenever someone ghosts you like that, like, even if there's not another person, they don't care enough about your feelings. Like, that's rude as fuck to ghost somebody like that. And then he came back, so he was probably talking to somebody else, and then that fell through, and then he came back to you.
Yeah, and it takes no time on his part to be like, look, I legitimately do need space. I'm on a, like, I'm gonna call you or like contact you in like a week or something. Like, he
but
didn't
also,
even
nobody
do that.
Nobody needs space.
And they don't. I know.
Space is a scam. Space is a scam, okay? Anytime somebody says they need space to cheat on you. They need space to fuck
space
up women.
Space is a fucking scam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, nobody need no damn space. So if they say they want space, I'm like, great, I'm gonna give you all the space in the world and all the distance. Never contact me again. Is that enough space? That's how much space we take it. Okay? By space, I mean you might as well be in outer space, because
calling
that's
outside,
how
cause that's
far away
now.
We are from each other now. Fuck out of here, space. No, don't give him no space, sis. Now listen, I will say this. If the dick is bomb,
as
it
she
sounds
says
it is. Like it is.
It sounds like it's really bomb.
We've got a bomb.
Now listen, I will say there's a lot of dick out there, and there is probably a lot of bomb dick, but like, you know,
we all know that it's not all
we
bomb.
We all sifting
bomb.
Through.
And also, like she said, hitting it on all these parts is very hard.
Yeah.
That's why
it's
so hard to give up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, hitting it on all these,
like
her
physically,
vagina?
Emotionally, like she said.
Physically, emotionally, sexually. She said she's like really hit.
Not emotionally because he's put you in a position where you are worried about like if this dude is gonna like just leave. You know what I mean? Like he could be like, oh, gotta go get some milk and never hear from again. You don't want that kind of man in your life because it's just so deeply inconsiderate.
Yeah.
But I would say if you want to start dating again, but then you know, every now and then you want some dick, you know, if the dick is bomb, you could keep him on the roster. But you would have to be responsible for like not jumping in deep with him, which it sounds like you can't do because it sounds like you like him.
He needs to get downgraded to pinch hitter.
When you get a pinch.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I agree. You can only have that relationship with someone that you're not obsessed with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's too late. I think this is too far gone.
Yeah.
I think it's worth having the conversation so that you don't have to wonder. Mm-hmm. But also, if he says, like, space, that's a key word. If he says, I'm not ready... Those are keywords for no. These are all coded words to say no.
Labels?
I'm not into labels. Guess what? You're not into me no more either. I got to go.
Yeah, this is a label.
Yeah, it's like we're not going and seeing a movie and then spooning and eating to get dinner together every fucking night and I'm not your girlfriend.
I'm not going to be your pacifier until the bitch you want to be with comes along and you can leave me high and dry. Especially because men be having you do emotional labor. You be fixing them. You be like, oh, shower, clean under your nails. Next thing I know, you a new man and now you out with this other bitch and I did all the work. That's like if I fucking built a house and then somebody else just live in it. Like, this is not one of those TV shows. We're not moving that bus. I'm living here. I'm living in this house. I made it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, girl. It sounds like this guy isn't, or at least doesn't know what he wants, or is at least not into you enough for this relationship to work out. But don't take that as rejection because it has nothing to do with you. You've met people that you didn't like before that much, and it wasn't that they were a bad person. It just didn't. It wasn't the right decision. And also, he's not rejecting you. You are rejecting him because he don't want you enough. And that's a part of a relationship.
Yeah.
I get horny for people who are horny for me.
Of course. Yeah.
Like, how much you're into me, like, makes me so hot. I have a photo of myself above my bed.
I love you.
There are several photos of me in my home.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, if you love me,
you know
me,
who
I'm
else
like,
has that? Zach Braff.
Me and Zach have that in common. Shout out to a king. Okay? Like, nothing makes me hotter than knowing how hot you are for me because then we have something in common.
This is inspirational.
And it's everyone deserves that. And that's something that so many people don't even like give themselves. It's like, you are so much better off alone than with someone who doesn't put you up on a pedestal.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's because the heart flutter. Go ahead. What were we going
to
say?
I agree, but it's just like, it's so easy to say that. But like, if you've been, I don't know, you know, if you're alone for a long time, it's really fucking hard.
Right.
You know what I mean? Oh, it's a hard world out there. So it's somebody has 75% of what you want or whatever.
I will say, so many fucking guys dicked me around, did that bullshit. I was their fucking boob pillow to cry on. Yeah. All of it. Not into labels. Whatever. Mm-hmm. All of those keywords.
Yes, of course. I'm being cool.
My husband, not once. The whole time I was fucking him, did I worry about him texting me back?
You should never be worried about that.
No.
But you know what it is? There's this high that you get from uncertainty with a man, and then every time they do the thing and surprise you and text you back or make a plan or show up to a date or hold your hand, you're like, oh, I'm winning him over. He likes me. And your stomach's flipping because you're like, this is excitement. Girl, that is fear. When you meet a man that you want to be with, because trust me, that feeling, you think you like it, but when you meet somebody who you don't have to wake up and sift through his text messages and smell his balls to see if another bitch been there, you know what I mean? Every time you come in the house, you got to be like, let me smell your dick. Like the song, let me smell your dick. You're tired of smelling dicks.
Yes, absolutely.
You'll be happy to have a man that you're like, I know where that dick was.
Yeah, yeah.
We got just enough money for gas.
You focus that creative energy on what you're going to do to that dick.
Absolutely.
Right. Yep. Instead of like trying to figure out where that dick has been.
Exactly.
Okay? You don't want to have GPS on the dick, sis. You don't want to put nothing at the bottom of his car. I don't want you having to check his Yelp, like where he checking in.
No. You don't need an app for your boyfriend.
Right. Yeah. And you'll be happier with someone that isn't making you feel this way.
Yeah, no, you should not be second-guessing this all the time. That's not any...
It's so much wasted energy that you don't even realize until you don't have that anymore. Mm-hmm. Then you're like, oh, fuck, look at all this that I have that I can put into shit that I actually care about now.
Yes.
And that's where you have room to grow versus focusing on this other person so much.
And you can also meet somebody who, like, that guy this guy could really be taking up a slot for a better man that you're not even checking for because you're running behind this man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This also sounds like a case for sometimes you need to get some palate cleanser dick.
Yeah.
She might need to get a different dick in the rotation to like spread out the dick energy.
Yeah.
And also, I've been here. I've been single for 7 years. And so now, like, I've been looking everywhere. I didn't realize that I was unavailable until my mom told me. She was like, you're not available. I was like, what are you talking about? She was like, I've been at parties with you and men are hitting on you and you're like all business. And I was like, but that was a business party. I'm not here for them. And she was like, single people are looking for someone everywhere they go. If you're single, you're looking for someone everywhere you go. And I was like, oh, okay. Not just a designated spots that I had decided. Okay. So now I'm like, oh, I don't know. I date you.
And
I've dated a guy where I was like, this isn't going to work. Like, he had a lot of baggage. Like, I didn't want to be with his ass. But I was like, I just need a man for right now. And then I was like, no, I can't do this. And we had a conversation. I was like, you going to be my man? And he was like, no. And I was like, I don't even really want you to be my man. Mm-hmm. I just thought that might be nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. Like, and I've dated other hot new guys. I'm out here. I'm a hot girl. Hot thottum. It's thottum, ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Thottum.
So get back in the rotation, girl.
I know, but what if she, I mean, what, it doesn't matter, but I'm just imagining, like, her going for a replacement dick and it being terrible, and then her being like, oh, no, I miss my old dick.
Get a replacement for that replacement.
That chemistry is not easy to find.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, like, honestly, this sounds like, you remember on Sex and the City how Carrie was with Big for 10 fucking years and he married, like, several other bitches like, really did her dirty, and then at the end they got married. That story is the reason a lot of women are with men who don't want to be with them. Carrie and Big should never have been together.
Big sucked everyone
such
up.
Such a bad. Yeah.
He was not a nice dude.
Yeah. Fuck you, Chris Noth.
Yeah. You specifically, Chris.
Fuck you,
you, I hate.
John. Sorry if you haven't seen the last episode.
Spoiler alert, Big's name is John.
Right. So, like, That story gave people hope because it was like, oh, here's this man who doesn't show up for me, who moves to Paris and doesn't tell me. Like,
yeah.
But he fine and he rich and we got sparks. And after 10 years of bullshit.
Because it made you associate that must be what good sex is, right? Like, if he goes to me, that must be what hotness is.
Yeah.
Is being treated like shit.
Because, like you said, when he shows up out of the blue, all those, you know, everything comes out at once.
Yes.
Your adrenaline, your lust, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you're like, yes, this is what it feels like. It's like, that's not love.
And also, like, you low-key eliminated this dude and he still didn't respond. You know, I knew you probably had a little Chardonnay. And you were sitting at home on your couch. You was like, this bitch really not going to text me back. And you got them fingers out. You got them thumbs out. You got them working miles per hour, sending pages and novels and, you know, text paragraphs.
He's not sending shit back.
Yeah.
Right. And he didn't send anything back, sis. Like, and I'm sure you really were vulnerable in that moment. And he said nothing. Mm-hmm. So for him to call later and be like, oh, my bad.
Yeah, yeah.
So what you doing right now? Like, No,
fuck that.
And it's hard. It's hard because it feels personal. And but take the personal out of it. You don't want this man.
No.
Like, I want, let's do a meditation segment. I'm just like, you don't want this man.
Yeah, yeah.
Say you have a version of that.
Say it with me,
dump
sis.
Him. Dump him.
Yes. Say, I do not want this man.
Yeah.
I've never been in a relationship with this man. I never will be. It was just some D.
Yeah.
And that rhymes. Say that to yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beautiful. Look, the dick is a magic wand, and it can do fucked up things to your head.
Yeah.
I've never had dick that good to do that.
Oh,
to
it's make poor
decisions. It's a nightmare. It's like a fucking nightmare.
It's like a drug. It's a drug.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know it's bad for you, but like, you just need to get another fix of that dick. Like, like,
man.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had some pretty good dick. I feel like I have to get involved in stuff. But also, maybe I've just watched too much porn.
Yeah. There's more out there.
But I will say, like, that kind of, like, it doesn't compare to, like, a good relationship. Like, it's not even, like, the sex, that kind of sex doesn't even kind of compare to sex with someone who actually, like, appreciates you.
And cares about you, and you can trust completely.
Yeah.
And they will work hard to give you an orgasm because they care about you getting an orgasm.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So you're going to get those O's, girl.
Yeah.
It's easy to trick yourself into, like, oh, I'll just make everything else so the sex will work, and really, like, the sex will work when everything else works.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I feel your pain, sis. Mm-hmm. I feel your pain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's rough. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's...
Yeah.
I don't... Yeah. What if this guy's like, okay, you're right. I do want to be your boyfriend. I shouldn't have done that.
Well, I think that's why you have the conversation.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I think one if he says that, sure. Yeah.
But you lead from a place of strength where yes. it's like you yeah. are in control of this conversation.
Yeah. Don't have that convo, girl, and be like begging or sounding like you yeah. are hoping for an outcome. That convo has to be direct mm-hmm. and it has to be hard body. You literally got to go to him like, so are you my man or nah?
Yeah,
are
yeah.
we in a committed relationship or no? Mm-hmm. And if the answer, the first answer is a yes, mm-hmm. sis, you better go in the bathroom. You better pack up your little drawers, pack up your little toothbrush. Mm-hmm. Okay, whatever toothbrush that sponsors this podcast, pack yeah. it up and go.
Yeah, offer code lady.
Pack your third love bra and yeah. your Everlane jeans.
Take his Casper mattress okay. and leave.
Make a whole Squarespace about it.
Yes, make a Squarespace and help other women. Help other women out of this.
Absolutely.
But yeah, you got to go hard body. And know in that conversation that even if he says no, you're not losing. Don't be afraid of that no. That no is a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes Absolutely. The no is a blessing.
Let the no set you free.
Let it set you free. Mm-hmm. That's okay. You don't have to feel embarrassed.
No, not at all.
But if you come at it soft, it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, I like you. I want to be in a relationship with you. Do you feel the same way? Yes or no? And if he's like, well, be like, yes or no.
Yeah.
It's complicated. No, it's not.
Nope.
And if he does that, the answer's no. I'd be like, a maybe is a no. Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll only accept a hard yes. And I mean a hard.
Hard yes.
Hard yes. Yeah.
And also he needs to know that,
yes.
that behavior is inappropriate and that he can't be ghosting you. And now we do yeah. fucked stuff when we're starting a relationship because sometimes you think like, I don't really know if I like this person. So, you know, it doesn't yeah. matter that much. But if you've gotten past that point and things are very intimate and personal, then he should be respecting
no,
you.
No, yeah, they should be way beyond that.
Yeah. This is like a few months in at this point too. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Good luck.
Yeah. Let us know.
Let us know. Yeah. What happens?
Get some sleep, Seattle.
Lacey, where can people find you on the internet?
Ooh. Okay. I always say, where do I want to be found?
Yes. yeah. Yeah.
some things I don't want you to find out there. luckily, no nudes. But
good for yeah, you.
I never did nudes.
Yeah.
That's great.
Like Megan Stallion talks about sending pictures of somebody else's titties. And I was like, yep.
Oh, yeah. I've got some out there. We'll see what happens.
Or people are like, oh, I want to see your body. I draw a little stick figure. My booty is fat. Put my face on it. You can find me at D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey, on all platforms. And guys, if you want to listen to Scam Goddess Pod on Earwolf, or Scam Goddess Pod on Twitter and on Instagram. And if you got some scams, retired, please make sure they're retired because I don't want to fuck up your bag. Or if you've been scammed and you want to share it, scamgoddesspod@gmail.com.
Awesome.
Amazing. Yes. I don't think I need to go to Pilates this week because you made me laugh so fucking yeah. funny.
Thanks, y'all. And if you're a Patreon member, we'll see you over at the Top Secret Session. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady to find out
right, what bye, that y'all. Is. Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love
bye.
You.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.